It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Tiffany Hansen. Cellist Seth Parker Woods has asked the question, how do you move in the world, given all that you know and have seen, and how will you pave a more beautiful and just path forward? In his show tonight at the 92nd Street Y called Difficult Grace, he and dancer-choreographer Roderick George attempt to answer that question through movement, imagery, and music. And he's with me now to talk about it. Seth, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
So I'll get to that question that I mentioned, but first I want to talk about the origin of this show, Difficult Grace. It centers on the Great Migration, which, if people don't know, is a term used to describe the historical movement of millions of Black people from southern states to northern states, roughly from 1910 through the 70s even. How did you get thinking about that mass migration of people?
So in a way, you know, it's part of my history, of my grandmother, you know, making her migration, you know, from small, tiny, you know, rural southern Texas town called Weimar, which literally is Weimar, which is one of the first German settlements in Texas, and moving from that to Houston. But that journey was not easy. So it's one part of Difficult Grace in that way, but it's more so the idea of, in looking back, how does that then inform where we are now, even if the journeys are hard in some way? And then how do we celebrate ourselves, this idea of unabashed adornment?
So how does movement, imagery, and music get you to that goal of unabashed adornment?
So the body is kind of one of our very first, if not our first, way of expressing ourselves beyond our voice as being our kind of our first instrument. So there's all these different layers that are there. You'll see me, myself, as a movement artist in a work I developed with Frida Upton, a Canadian composer based in Pittsburgh now, which in that piece is very much so rooted in looking at really immigration and migration, but also searching out for a new world, a new life, a new journey. So some of it is conceptual in that way that there's no kind of major centralizing theme of like, it is this thing. Difficult Grace is this only one thing. It is many things. And I'm just trying to find a way to kind of create commentaries around all of them.
So it's many things based on many collaborations. How would you characterize those collaborations you just talked about?
So many of the works inside of the Difficult Grace have been developed and created either with me, directly with me, or written for me specifically. There's only one work inside of it, inside of the show, which was not written for me because it was created before I was born. But it's a work in which I love dearly. And it really speaks to kind of this idea of the Calvary, this idea of movement. But and it's rooted in kind of Black folk music in America, as well as lots of jazz inflections as well.
So what is it about the cello, do you think, that its sound is capable of, or the emotion it can evoke, that makes it work so well when it's paired with dance and movement?
I have heard, and I'm pretty sure many others have heard, that the cello is one of the instruments that's so close to the human voice in that way. And I've seen that phrase published and thrown around so many times. But I really do believe it. I think it of so many instruments, it's able to kind of cut to the core. I think because of its range and being able to express so many different things in varying kind of registers. And I think by mutating its sound also, kind of taking away, I guess, its geographical or direct historical placement in time, and being able to marry it with electronics or with fixed media, it's able to move through so many different worlds, I think, rather seamlessly.
So I want to get back to that question that I asked in my open. How do you move? This is a question you've asked.
Mm-hmm.
How do you move in the world given all you know and have seen, and how will you pave a more beautiful and just path forward? So have you answered that question in this Difficult Grace, do you think?
I don't know if I've necessarily answered as many questions, but I've brought some stories to the forefront and in some ways allowed this show to help free me of some things I was scared of in the past that either were linked to identity or that were linked to where I am as an artist or where I could go as an artist beyond my very strict an amazing classical music training and upbringing, and where I could position myself across multiple mediums.
So maybe not a definitive answer, but at least food for thought.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Seth, thanks so much for your time today, and really good luck with the performance.
Thank you so much.
Seth Parker Woods is a cellist. He's performing his multimedia program, Difficult Grace, tonight at the 92nd Street Y. You can read more and purchase tickets at 92ny.org.